You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to Turning Cartwheels, the podcast where we have fun at work and work hard at fun. Here's your host, Jesse Kiefer.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to episode number 9 of the Turning Cartwheels podcast. This week on the show, we're going to talk a little bit about complaining. You know, venting. Is it good to vent? Is it bad to vent? Is it both? Before we get into this topic, though, I want to just give a quick shout out to Corey Miller for her kind review on iTunes, as well as recommending this show on her new show. Corey is a hugely talented individual and a prime example of someone who blurs the line between work and fun. She runs a specialty loose leaf tea business, which offers over 100 unique blends called the Tea Trove. She is also the author of several books, including My Life in Black and White and the Desiree Jackson series. She's a martial artist and a podcaster. I mean, wow, she knows how to find the fun in her work, and she works hard at fun. I'm going to put some links in the show notes, but if you could do me a favor, pop on over to Corey's new show called The Womanly Art of Self-Defense, and you can find that at womanlyartofselfdefense.com. Give it a listen. I think you're going to see right away why I give this show a heavy recommendation. The title is pretty self-explanatory in that the show is about self-defense and women's self-defense specifically, but here's the thing. The topics that Corey is covering are not what you would immediately think of as women's self-defense. Usually we think about self-defense as being kicks, punches, escapes from a grab position. So basically we think about the last ditch effort physical end of the techniques of self-defense. What Corey's show has been offering is a whole lot more than that. Each week, she's been covering a different topic, and she's hitting the things like awareness training, habit formation, situational awareness, the psychological and physical reactions to fear, as well as including awesome safety tips and historical facts relevant to each of these topics. Like I said, this podcast may be about self-defense, but the content is valuable for anyone. Most recently, she did an episode about fixed mindsets, and she polled the kids that she works with for their thoughts. It was very insightful. So one more time, I highly recommend her show. So find her on Facebook or Twitter. Check out womanlyartofselfdefense.com and tell her I sent you. Also, just in case you are not subscribed to this podcast, last week I put up an announcement episode because I wanted to let you know about a podcast I was involved with over at grawlixpodcast.com that I think really ties into what we talk about here on Turning Cartwheels. I highly recommend the Grawlix Nights interview, episode number 9, with Pete Mitchell. Our interviews over there are always a lot of fun, but this one was fun and insightful. Pete Mitchell is a super talented content creator who has a great outlook. Again, head over to grawlixpodcast.com for that. Whew! That's the shout-outs and recommendations this week. Hey, remember, if you have a question or a comment that you'd like me to address here at the top of the show, feel free to shoot me an email at cartwheelspodcast@gmail.com, or you can call into the Google voicemail line at area code 402-512-1868. All right, now on to the show. Last episode, I talked about stress and how I've been handling it. Well, I've been handling it better than usual, but I caught myself slipping back into one of my old defense mechanisms, and that is venting. You know what venting really is. It's a kinder, gentler way to say, I've been complaining. Now, I know that venting and complaining is like the common cold in a work environment, and as I just admitted, I'm super guilty of feeding into that cycle of negative conversation. But as we've talked about in the past on this show, negative energy just feeds itself and creates a loop. So how can we break that cycle? Or should we break that cycle? I mean, isn't it healthy to get things off your chest once in a while? I think that's a valid question, and I'm going to try to address that with what I found while researching this topic. So, water cooler complaining is so common, it happens at every job I've ever worked at. Either I started complaining or one of my coworkers came to me to complain. Whether it's in an elementary building or out in the middle of a cornfield during detasseling season, we have things and we gotta get them off of our chest. That's just anger management, right? I mean, better to let it out than to hold all that negative energy in. Okay, so yes, there are some upsides to venting when they're done correctly. It is good to get it out rather than to let it bottle up or fester. That relief that you feel when you vent your anger, frustration, stress, anxiety, grief, or other negative emotions is undeniable. Also, it feels good to have your viewpoint acknowledged when it's noted by a sympathetic ear. Also, if you talk with the right person, they can potentially bring you back down to earth. They may be able to calm you down and help you see reason or readjust your perspective, which, let's face it, may be skewed in the face of your heightened emotional approach. And talking about it might help you to move past it. You might be able to get it off your chest and then let it go. Okay, so why not? Venting to the right person who knows how to keep this stuff on the down low seems to be a potentially good idea and sounds like there are a whole lot of pros. So what are the cons? Right off the bat, you have to go to someone to complain. Now, I don't know about you, but in these work environments, it's hard to know who you can actually trust. If you confide to the wrong person, you could potentially be telling off your boss to your boss's best friend. They may keep it under their lid, but even if they do, it may ruin your friendship with them. Also, if you find yourself going to the same person with negativity over and over nonstop, that can have a negative effect. Think about it in your own life. Is there that one person that always seems to complain and that's all you ever hear from them? I mean, I can name a few. I don't look forward to hearing from them. In fact, if I can avoid that kind of constant negativity, I do. Yeah, yep, I shun people. Pretty negative thing to do, don't you think? But I think it's a natural response to that kind of nonstop negativity. It's just no fun to be around. So are there people that don't want to talk to me because all I do is complain? I hope not. But if so, I publicly apologize to you because I don't want to be that person. So let's go to an extreme. What if you finally unload on the source of your frustration? Vent directly at the source. Ever come at a person and they were totally open to all of your opinionated attacks? No? Yeah, me neither. How about if someone starts targeting you and venting their idea of all your faults? Do you just take that? Or do you tend to get defensive? Yeah, it might actually increase the problems that you had in the first place. In fact, when this happens in a bar, we call this kind of venting a bar fight or one waiting to happen. Also, venting is not a substitute for conflict resolution. Complaining about a problem, which may necessitate action, instead of actually taking said action, does not actually solve the problem at all. But for me, the scariest possibility is reinforcement. The human mind is very good at learning. When we practice something, we create and reinforce new neural pathways. Think about this. You get mad about something that you heard on the radio. You have to vent, so you go and you complain, and it makes you feel good. Your buddy, who is totally on your side and relating to you in this, totally agrees with you. Now you feel vindicated in your anger. Now they go a step further and tell you about a similar situation that they were in, and you feel further outrage for the unjust situations that you were both in, so now you're rallying, and you feel more in the right, and have further ammunition for what you now believe is a totally justified approach and opinion about an unjust scenario. What if this happens again? How will you react? What have you learned from your venting session that your negative approach to a negative is totally positive, right? What if you keep this up over time? Guess what? As a thinking, learning, adapting human being who has been practicing, you are going to get better and more efficient at complaining. And that's called neuroplasticity, and it's the brain changing to make you better at things slowly over time. So what is it going to make you better at? A negative reaction the next time this kind of thing is presented to you. Should be pretty scary. Well, here's the good news. Neuroplasticity is not a one-way street. You can also get better at not complaining. You can get better at a substitute state of mind like gratitude or humility. What if instead of complaining about how bad you have it every day, you included a moment of gratitude at the beginning and end of each day? What would you prefer to be good at, complaining or being grateful? In the book, The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor, he opens by talking about his research and his observations of Harvard students. He seemed to find that these students who felt honored and privileged to be there tended to be more likely to excel. They tended to be less stressed and less prone to failures. It didn't mean that they weren't stressed or that they didn't have to work incredibly hard. I mean, this is Harvard we're talking about, but they had an advantage and they were better prepared to succeed. Okay, so first, what should we do before we vent so that we can keep things in check? First, wait. Give it time. I recently watched the new movie Batman vs. Superman, or Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice, and I didn't love it. But I didn't start spewing angry tweets. And nowadays, we've made things very easy to just get angry and reactive and possible venting to the entire internet. I'll probably get into my feeling about social media in a future episode, but seriously, guys and gals, this kind of venting is really scary to me. I think we forget that our Facebook page is kind of like a party that we invited every friend we could find to. And you know that that party isn't for all of our friends, and there's quite a few people that we thought, oh, I'll just invite them, but they won't come, and then they totally do come. But I digress. When you vent impetuously on social media, it's like you're flipping a table at that party. It would be totally out of line, and your anger, outrage, and immature inability to control yourself in public wouldn't normally be okay. So why is it that we think it's okay to do so on a global platform? But okay, maybe you are a little more level-headed and you don't go right to Facebook and give the road rage some time to simmer down before you decide to act on it. Give that catty sideways comment time to make more sense before you jump down a coworker's throat or even to call your mother and ruin her day with your bad day. Just give it time. Next, try to process why. This is where some mindfulness might be helpful. As you stop to ask yourself, what happened that caused this thing that's really freaking me out? And why is this event occurring? And also, why do I feel the way I feel about it? Think about the who. Am I minding my own business on this? Does this affect me? Should it affect me? It certainly could affect me, but this might not even be any of my business. It might be, but I better make sure first. I better think about this. So again, kind of waiting. Next, what? What can I do instead of venting? Could I write this all down and process it? Is there another way that I can get this out and have that venting feeling without dragging someone else into my rage face parade? And finally, if I do need to vent, how can I keep this reasonable? How can I limit the blast zone? Can you find one person that you can vent to for like 5 minutes? Give it 5 minutes, and then after that, move on. Okay, so what if I want to be preemptive about this stuff? And I think that's smart. I think an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure in this department. I recently listened to a great episode of the Tim Ferriss podcast where he ran through some great ideas about mindfulness and creating a spirit of gratitude and a practice of being mindful about when we are complaining versus giving actual constructive critical feedback that people can use to take positive actions. Two of these practices I've either tried or would like to try. The first one is journaling about gratitude, and this is one that I have tried. There's a resource called the 15-Minute Journal, and you can find it easily online. Just do a quick Google search for it. You can buy it on Amazon.com, or you can go to their website, and you can actually preview it and basically get the gist of how it works. But the core piece is that you list at the beginning of the day three things that you're grateful for, and I encourage you to listen to the Tim Ferriss podcast episode, which I'll link in the show notes, because he gave some great hacks to improve that process even further by giving you some ideas on how to narrow in on those things that you're grateful for so that you don't find yourself just being grateful for the same thing every day, which could easily be true, but pushes you to think about it a little bit deeper. Also, you list the things that you'd like to accomplish in the day. And then before bed, at the end of the day, you revisit the day and you go through and you list the three things that were great about your day. Hey, that sounds a little bit like being grateful. Huh. So this process gives you a lot of practice at it every day. So like I said, I have incorporated this into my journaling and I do think it's a great process. And I'm still practicing it. I'm not perfect at it, but when I do it, I do feel better and I do seem to be more aware of my mindset. Now, the one that I haven't tried, but I like the idea of, and I'd like to try it, is the 25-day no complaint challenge. Now, this one, you wear a bracelet to keep track of whether or not you've been complaining. And if you catch yourself complaining, what you do is you swap the bracelet to the other hand, and then you have to start your count over until you can get through 25 days without complaining. So that's 25 days without switching the bracelet from one hand to the other. And this forces you to be mindful about what you say and your attitude. When you catch yourself, you have to be honest with yourself and then start the process all over again. Now, again, Tim Ferriss had some great tweaks for this, which I like because he advocated constructive criticism. And I think that's a reasonable tweak because being absent of criticism doesn't seem wholly realistic to me. But framing that criticism in an effort to improve myself and others is the challenge. And I think it's a useful change of approach. And of course, I'm going to bring up meditation because, it's about recognizing your emotions. And not getting wound up about them. Because if you stress about being stressed, then you're just getting doubly stressed. So recognize that you're feeling stressed. Recognize how that feels and the thoughts that seem to recur. And if you can, focus on something else, like your breath. But if you can't let go of those stressful thoughts and you get locked in a cognitive thinking loop about it, then sit with how you feel about that. And you have to give it time until it's done. Kind of like a tantruming child. You watch it, you acknowledge it, but you don't give in to its demands. And just like a tantruming child, it could last a while. So yeah, I know how easy that sounds. But as frustrating as it feels, once you relax and honestly try it, it might help. Again, I'm only talking from my experience. For you, it might be screaming into a pillow or beating up a pillow. I don't know. But there are an awful lot of resources out there. And as for my references for this show, you can always find my notes for each episode over at cartwheelspodcast.com. Now, if you have some resources that could really help me on this topic, I would love to hear them. Get in touch with me by emailing me at cartwheelspodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to the episode show notes and leave a comment on this episode. And I would love to hear what you use and what works for you. All right, folks. Well, we made it to the end of another episode of the Turning Cartwheels podcast. Hey, this was a little bit different format. We really zoned in on just one topic this week. So I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know if you do, if you prefer the multiple topic format. Let me know. I'd love to do more of what you guys like. Remember, you can really help the show by subscribing to the show on iTunes or Stitcher. And, if you like it, please consider leaving a review. I've been your host, Jesse Kiefer, and I want to thank you for listening. Until next time, have fun. Or at least work at it.
The Turning Cartwheels podcast is produced by Vorpal Arrow Studios and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 international license. For this episode's show notes or to hear more, you can visit cartwheelspodcast.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/cartwheelspodcast.